welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. Fear is faith in the enemy. Remember the angels when they came in the book of Luke, it says, fear not. Why do they say fear not? Because fear is faith in the enemy. Fear is faith in lies. Hallelujah. But the Bible says he's not given us a spirit of fear. So where does fear come from? Comes right from the enemy. Because if what comes out of our mouth does not line up with the word, the enemy will take it and use it against us. He tried it with Jesus. It didn't work. He'll try it with you and I and say it's not going to work anymore. Because there's fact, but then there's truth. The enemy wants you and I to think that when failures come and problems come, that we're going to quit and give up. Say, that's not in me. The Bible says the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. That's not a fact, that's the truth. So when you begin to realize what's on the inside of you and I, when you realize who we are in Christ Jesus, and we let that come out of our mouth, let's take a look at what Jesus said. Go over to Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. How many of you just heard that? I heard it. If we hear it, and you know Jesus is the truth, maybe we should listen to what? The more we talk about the problem, the bigger it gets. It gets so big, we don't think that God can handle it. He's already handled it long before the problem showed up. This is Jesus talking. Say it. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus is talking. What shall you eat or what you shall drink or about your body, what you shall put on? Is not life greater in quality than food and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? 26. Look at the birds of the air. The other day I was driving down Route 9. I saw an eagle, gorgeous, on a branch high on the tree. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? God's got you covered. God's got you covered. I said, God's got you covered. In any and every situation, he's the amen. We don't understand it, but we're over here and he's over here. He's already gone through it. I hate to reiterate this, but here's the disciples in the boat, and Jesus said, let's go to the other side, and a storm comes up. Am I right? And when he calms the storm, what does he say? Where's your faith? What the Lord is looking for in your life and my life is faith. He's wondering if we're operating in faith or we're operating by our sense realm. Are you ready? 27. And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure, cubit, to his stature or to the span of his life? Verse 28. Why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field. And learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence, excellence and dignity and grace was not arrayed like one of these. That's how beautiful God's creation is. I like this one now. But, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow's tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, hang on now, oh, you of little faith. See, there's little faith because a seed is little, but a seed will do what? A seed will break through anything and everything in its way to produce after its own kind. Amen? So if you have even a little faith, the Bible says, Jesus said it, as a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest seed on the earth, but it's one of the most powerful seeds. It'll actually come through rocks. It'll come through concrete. It'll break through anywhere at all because it's going to grow once it's planted. Say, I have the seed, of faith on the inside of me, and it'll grow and poke through anything that comes my way. What happens if we hear something about us or our family members and we say, thank you, Jesus, I lift my hands and begin to praise you right now, not understanding it, but you're in charge. That thing wouldn't even start going up. It'll stay level because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. The more we speak death, the more death will show up. The more we speak life, life will conquer death at every phase and every corner. Amen? How many of you have a little faith? How do we make it grow? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That means perpetually, over and over again. I feed myself every day on the word. Why? It causes my faith to grow. Are you ready for the next verse? How many of you know this is good? How many of you know tomorrow you'll be challenged on it? Therefore, don't worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? What are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows well that you need them. Are you ready now? Say it gets better. But seek. I think I heard this verse before. Say priority. How many know what a priority is? First things first. But this is Jesus talking. But seek first. And seek means aim at and strive after first of all his kingdom. Whose kingdom? If you have a kingdom, what do you need? How many of you have a king you know? His name is Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Are you ready now? Listen to what it says. And his righteousness. So it's not just enough to know the king. His righteousness means what? We are made righteous because of what he's done already for us. Glory to God. Let me give you a little further now. Oh, here's my favorite. His way. Whose way? Of doing and being right. Which means if we take it on, our way of doing and being wrong. Yeah, Pastor, I have a problem with my finances. Oh, you are, really? Are you tithing? No, there's your problem. I can't afford to. You can't afford not to. Because what you're doing is giving God back what belongs to him. Well, I'm just going to get a second job. Why get a second job? Take more time from your family. What if you would just do it God's way? If you give, it comes back to you. Somebody a couple of weeks ago, I did the same thing all the time, but I said, if you have an apple and it's a seed in it, what happens when you put the seed in the ground? I'll get another apple. I said, no. He said, no, I'll get a tree. No, there's orchards in this apple. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest that remain. You think a farmer would last in business if he put one seed in the ground and got one apple out of it? Orchards and acres after acres of what that seed is capable of producing. So when it comes to love, well, nobody loves me. You're not giving any out. If you love, it's not always about money. If you love somebody and you give it out, it comes back to you. I always look for people when I go out to eat. There's these two ladies that one of them was blind and another one, I looked at the waitress and I said, give me their check. I want to pay it. You know them? No. Then I said, where's my bill? Oh, somebody paid yours. Isn't that interesting? I don't care who did it because I have enough seed in the ground and I'm just getting harvest from it. Amen. See, our way of doing and being wrong is always available to us. He's saying, don't be anxious. Just let me take control. How many of you know our flesh doesn't like it? The Bible says flesh is enmity. It's sin against God. We've got to get our flesh under control. His way of doing and being right. How many of you like that all the time? And then all these things, what things? Everything you and I have need of. The Bible says he knows what we have need of long before we even ask. All these things taken together will be given to you besides. Take a look at the last verse. So don't worry. Say, don't worry. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. This verse is huge. Stop worrying or being anxious about tomorrow. How many of us do that? For tomorrow will have worries and anxiety of its own. This is what the word is saying. So if we know the word says, that's all of us. We need to change some of the things we're doing. Because the flesh wants to get into tomorrow, rob tomorrow of some strength to try to solve the problems of today. That's not a spiritual principle. Spiritual principle is make your request known unto God, begin to praise him and thank him, because the Bible says we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. Say faith.
Faith.
Let me finish this and we'll go home. Fair enough? Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. Jesus knows trouble's coming our way because he went through troubles and difficult things and tests. But how did he come out? He came out on top because his daddy was in control. There's a story in the Bible about the two blind men that followed after Jesus kept saying, Son of David, what did Jesus do? Did not turn around. I questioned that for a lot of years. Well, why wouldn't you turn around? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me this way. I even asked Brother Ted because he ministers in such a powerful way. Because I've seen it in him. I've said, Brother Ted, is somebody in a wheelchair over here? He said, leave him there. There's no anointing for her right now. Never heard that before. Because Jesus hadn't heard a clear answer from the Father to turn around and say something. See, if the anointing's not there to do something, don't do it. Sometimes you and I can get ahead of the Holy Ghost. Because what Jesus was doing as directions from the Father was causing their faith to be built up. What happened when he finally turned around? What did he say to him? Your faith has made you whole. See, the Father knew that as they followed Jesus, their faith was going to be built. Don't you think Jesus, while he was walking to his house, his residence, wasn't thinking in the natural? Why don't I just turn around and heal him? Dad, what's going on here? He was building their faith one step at a time. And listen now, it refers to them yelling at the top of their lungs. Everybody heard this. Jesus, don't you care about them? I thought he was a nice guy healing and raising the dead. Why isn't he responding to these two blind people? Because the anointing wasn't there that moment. But when it shows up, man, you jump out and you do what the Holy Ghost tells you to do. How many of you from now on, when you have something come up, you're going to keep it at bay? How? Take out the sword of the Spirit. Take out the word of God and begin to speak it out of? Say, out of my mouth. What if nothing changes? No, it already changed. Say, it already changed. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us today around the precious word of God. And we pray that we'll no longer be in a state of hearing and forgetting it. We won't be in the state of seeing it and remembering it. But we're going to move along. We're going to move along to get to the place where when we do it, we'll understand it. We have to have understanding. We will no longer talk about the difficulties of life out of our mouth. We will talk about the answer, the sure answer, the precious word of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.